Okay.
You don't think a presentation is needed on 976? Now we're ready to get to work.
So we don't have any time certains, right?
That was just the question I heard.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the September 23rd meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman, Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We'll get to the council's regular calendar in a moment. I just wanted to make an announcement of something that's going to be coming to council because of the rising concern highlighted once again on the cover of today's Oregonian. About housing affordability in the city and about homelessness. The county chair and I have been working together in a wonderful partnership with Home Forward to address the issue of veterans homelessness. We started with about 690 homeless veterans in our city, and we're down to about 230. So by a concerted effort on something of an emergency basis, we've proved that we can actually move the needle. And I think we have to do that even more in for even more people other than just our vets. I'm happy about that, but that's just a start. So I'm going to bring forward to the City Council a proposal to declare a housing emergency in Portland, and that will produce authority for the city to do things better and faster than we're doing now. Similar efforts, thank you, Joe, similar efforts are underway in Seattle and in Los Angeles, where Mayor Garcetti has gone to the LA City Council and ask them to declare a housing emergency. And Mayor Murray in Seattle is doing similar things. So I believe that the West Coast cities that are dealing with housing affordability problems, with rising rents, and with intractable homelessness need to work together, and that's why I've invited those mayors along with the other West Coast mayors to a West Coast Mayors Conference here in November. And we'll continue our discussions together of those issues. But in the meantime, I think it's time for the Portland City Council to act, and I believe October 7th is when we'll bring the ordinance forward for community discussion and for council action. So because that's going to be an important item for the council, an important item for the community, I just wanted to announce that it's coming. There'll be some more information coming out of my office today, and again, the council will collaborate on the specifics of what we do under that declaration. So with that, let me proceed to the